If you listen to any 40 or 50 year long married couple, you know, these 80 year old people who've been together their whole life, and you ask them what's the key to a great relationship, they're going to say communication. And that's true regardless of what kind of relationship you're trying to have. Whether you're trying to have a personal relationship with somebody that you love and care for, you know, marriage, kids, all that fun shit, or you're trying to have a relationship with your fans as an artist, you have to communicate, not just frequently, but properly as well. And that's the key, is proper communication. You know, a lot of artists, they'll be out here talking to their fans all the time, but when they're talking to their fans, they're telling their fans, oh, go stream my shit, my shit's out now, blah, 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 right? And that doesn't do anything. You're just sitting there telling them what to do all the time and trying to extort money out of them, basically, right? People don't want that, okay? Now, in sales, they tell you, hey, people want to be sold. Yes, that's true, but they want to be sold in the right way. And the right way to sell people is to have them basically beg you for a way for them to give you money. Right here, how much? Just take my money. Here's my card number. I don't care. I want that. Tell me how much it is after you give it to me and charge me, right? That's the way to effectively build a sales relationship with your fans. And in order to do that, you have to actually communicate properly. Now, I know a lot of y'all are probably sitting there like, man, it's not about money to me. I just want to make music and blah, blah. You know, I get it, okay? You're trying to be a purist in the music, and I understand. Being a purist is a great thing, but at the same time, don't neglect the fact that the reason that you're saying that, predominantly, the 70% reason you're saying that, is because you don't know how to make music and or make money in music, and that's why you're like, oh man, I don't care about the money. Yeah, you don't care about something that you don't know how to get. It's that simple. You know, you don't care about big houses and fancy cars because you don't know how to get it. Now, look, like I said, there's always exceptions to the rule. I'm not talking about the 5% of people who really don't care about all that nice shit. I'm not talking about the 5% of people that are like, yo, I just want to make music. I don't really care. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the 95% of people who say that they don't care, but in reality, they're sitting there all day, every day, like, man, I'm putting all this money into my music. I'm putting this effort into my music, and I'm not getting any money out of it, man. Like, what the fuck? It's just like a bottomless pit where my bank account is just emptying it into. And that's frustrating. That can cause a lot of artists to become jaded, no matter how great their music is. They may be fucking dope, but they just say fuck it and hang it up because they know they're good. People will tell them they're good. However, they can't get enough people that know that they're good to be able to make it a lifestyle, to make it a career, to where they can go and make music and perform live and entertain their fans and engage with their fans and do all these other things that they love to do and be able to live that lifestyle and not have to worry about finances, you know. But when you're starting out, you either have to have money or time. Well, in general, okay, in business, in any business, you have to have either money or time in order to grow. And when you're starting out, you usually have more time than money, right? I get it. So what you need to do is you need to spend that time until you start making money, and then take that money and reinvest it in order to spend less time and go faster. Now, it sounds like I'm just saying a bunch of, oh yeah, man, you sound like a YouTube video right now. You're just saying a bunch of shit. You're not actually telling me stuff. Yo, go check my previous stuff. I've told you all kinds of stuff before. So you know damn well, I do a setup, then I punch, and then you're good to go, right? So here's the punch. Communication is key. Talk to your fans, right? entertain them. Give them what they want. What they want is entertainment. So, put out content every day. One piece of content every day. A short form piece of content. And that's very easy to do. All you have to do is batch create stuff and then chop it up and post it. You know, that's, it's that. Now some of you are probably like, man, Harcos, yeah, that sounds simple enough, but it's not that simple because all these excuses, right? No, it is that simple, okay? When you're getting started, like I said, you don't have a lot of money. So why put that money into things that are not going to have a return for you? Why spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars, or maybe even $1,000, on a music video for it to be industry quality, and then you only get a couple thousand views on it? What the fuck good was that? Because you maybe only got 10, 15 followers out of it. Because we use the 10% rule right here, right? So for every group of people that you reach, only 10% of them are actually going to follow you. And then out of your followers, only about 10% of them are actually going to give you money, right? In some way, shape, or form. Whether it's streaming a lot, or whether it's buying stuff directly from you. So you use the 10% rule. If you're getting 1,000 streams or 1,000 views on your music video, that's only 10 followers. That's only maybe one person who's gonna stream, right? Because out of the people that stream, hey! Sorry, y'all. My dogs were, they were trying to fucking attack a snake. It's a really, really small baby snake, because we don't have a lot of snakes here in Indiana. But yeah, I can't stand snakes. So when they try to kill a snake or whatever, I'm like, nah, just leave it alone, fuck. I can't stand snakes either, but damn. But anyway, shit fucking creeps me out. What was I saying? Oh yeah. So, out of the people that stream your shit, only about 10% of them are gonna actually give you money directly, some way, shape, or form, right? It's that simple. So, what you need to do is you need to increase the amount of people that see your shit. So why spend $1,000 on one music video that maybe will get you, let's just say it does great, it gets you 10,000 streams or views, right? Okay, it's 10,000 views. You're still only getting maybe a couple people that are gonna stream your shit out of that. That's nothing. And if your YouTube isn't to the level to where you can monetize on your YouTube, then that's just going towards plays with your distribution, which everybody knows that ain't nothing. What's 10,000 streams on YouTube? Exactly. Not that much money. So in the scheme of things, you need to focus most of your attention and most of your money on creating as much content as possible. Now, yes, you do have to have some elements of quality with it. However, at the same time, people love realism, all right? That's the currency today, because with AI and with all this shit going on, with everybody trying to be fake and everybody acting out for the gram and shit like that, right? People crave realism. So it's very, very simple. Like, you don't see me out here with a professional camera crew or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just out here in the woods enjoying my morning walk with nature and those fucking retarded ass snakes. I can't stand snakes. Anyway, only good snake is a dead snake. And I know you're probably like, Marcos, you just stopped your dogs from killing the snake. Yeah, because I don't want them fucking, I don't know. Anytime I see a snake, I'm like, ah, get away, right? I'm fucked in the head when it comes to snakes. Don't talk to me about that shit. Anyway. You guys need to create as much as possible, and it's got to be as good quality as possible, right? Now, I'm not saying that this video is the best quality. It's a little shaky, the wind blows, you know, my hand fucking moves a little bit or something like that, right? But at the same time, you guys can go out one day on a nice Sunday like this, right? And you can go out and you can create 5 or 6 long-form videos, okay? So what you do is you go out with your phone, take somebody with you. Obviously, it's a lot better if you have front-facing camera than rear-facing camera. And you go out to six different places, right? And that could be in the same area, just have a little bit different background. and you shoot 6 different songs one time through. You're just sitting there, you're just lip syncing to the track, sitting there spitting it out. And then what you do is you go into CapCut on your phone, free software to edit video, add some effects to it, put the words up on the screen, save it, and then chop it into about 5 different pieces, right? Now what that's gonna do, you create 6 videos, full length, you get 5 different pieces of clips out of it, that's 30 pieces of content. You're good for 1 month. And what you did was you spent maybe 1 whole day creating the content, editing the content real quick, and then sit down on a laptop or a desktop computer and schedule out your posts for the next month. And then you do that over and over and over again. Now the key is as well, don't pre-promote anything. You're only gonna create video like this for things that you already have out. Now, when you start getting a couple months ahead on your content, because you're like, okay, cool, you know, this week I'm gonna go out and create, next week I'm gonna go out and create, next week I'm gonna create. Now you can start working ahead a little bit, but don't post anything until that music is out on all the platforms, or unless you're going to run a promotion sending people to your website to download it for free in exchange for their email address. So then now you can deepen that connection with them and deepen that communication. Because everybody knows that your social media, no matter how many followers you got, when you make a post, not everybody sees it. However, whenever you send an email to somebody who has already voluntarily given you their email address, your likelihood of them reading it, bare minimum, it goes up exponentially. All right, compared to what social media will get on people actually seeing your post. So when it comes to stuff like that, it's very, very simple. Communicate. Communication is the key to a healthy relationship. Like we said at the beginning of this, right? So go out here, drop a piece of short form content every day. Make it entertaining and engaging, not salesy. You got a website, put it up in the fucking bio, and then people will go to that once they like you enough to where they want more. Once you have that set up, you just keep it going. Keep it going nonstop. Just go, 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 go. And with you doing batch content, you're not gonna have a situation where you are going to have those days where you're like, man, I just don't feel like creating today. Man, I just don't feel like creating. Man, I gotta get on social media. I gotta think of a post. Man, you don't have to worry about that. Because you're going, when you're hyper creative, you're creating all that stuff. Boom, 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 boom. And now every day that you're hyper creative, you're good for 30 days on social media. And you post it. Sorry about the wind, y'all. Wind's all of a sudden randomly kicking up. But you go on social media, you post it to all 5 of the platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube Shorts. Post it to all those places. You will start seeing growth because you are building healthy relationships. And then in your emails, when you're asking people for $5 for your EP, guess what? You're gonna get $5 for your EP from many of them. When you go and try to do a pre-save campaign with your email list, guess what? They're gonna save. Hell yeah, they're gonna save. Why would they not? They've already said, hey, I wanna hear more from you. Hey, I've downloaded your music to my phone so I can listen to it whenever, regardless of if I'm on the internet or not. Guess what? They're gonna be highly likely to give you $5, to give you $10, to buy a hoodie, to buy a fucking ticket to a show. Whatever it is, all right? That's how you build a real relationship with your fans, communication. Now, if you guys want more information on this, like with all the technicals, like, okay, but what do I use? Blah, 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 all that shit. Previous videos, I've said some stuff, but you can always hit me up as well, too. And you know what? I don't even need a plug. If y'all are watching this all the way to the end and you want to find out more, you know how to find out more. You know how to reach me. See y'all then.